following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
So a brief history of my fatness. From the time I was born through 11 years old, I was fat. And then from 12 years old through 15 years old, I was fat. And then from 16 till 31, I was fat. I starved myself fat. I smoked cigarettes. I drank coffee. I was fat. Then from 32 to 36, I was really fat. Really, really fat. Because I quit smoking and started eating. Fat. And then from 37 through 41, I was fat. I was Nutrisystem induced fat. 37, I went on Nutrisystem and I was fat. And then when I turned 42, I was fat. Oh, let's eat now, or let's have a little of this. I started getting sloppy, and so from 42 till now, 53, I was fat. I mean, I've been pretty damn successful about it.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I was fat.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 429 of the BFO for Friday, the 25th of September 2009. Y'all coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is just going to natter, take it off the tracks. I don't know how it's going to end up, but I'm sure there will be some carnage, but that's okay, especially if you're fat. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, Big Fatty was busy in the coal mine on Thursday. I just got all kinds of things done, and y'all, just all kinds of little projects done. However, I did not pass up an opportunity knocks. Y'all, that was a quiz program that sucked. Almost as much as There Goes the Neighborhood, and I'm going to talk to you about There Goes the Neighborhood in just a minute. Y'all, I went back over there to that Pandora box, and y'all, there was all kinds of stuff that went on sale since yesterday, and y'all, and Big Fatty downloaded quite a few things. There's even more that's gone on sale since then, but y'all, one of the things that Big Fatty downloaded today, and some of you who enjoy the menses might want to go over and get the free AMG Boys of Brazil. Y'all, it's just pretty pictures of pretty boys from Brazil. Yeah, that's what it is. And y'all, I got Lumination also. Not to be confused with Luminations, which all of you may know from the Disney World. Y'all, I'm going to play some of the Illuminations music in the background just to, you know, Big Fatty, you're changing it up on us. Well, it's a Friday, so y'all, we should be celebrating. And I mean, who doesn't love a little Illuminations music? Oh, Big Fatty, I know I love it. But y'all, speaking of Illuminations, y'all, I heard on Miss Wes's show that came out. Y'all, she's given up on that old computer that she had. And I can't say that I blame her, because y'all, it was just a piece of shit. And y'all, he's got some gift cards. He's probably got over $100 worth of gift cards. I don't know why he just doesn't go and get him a Mac. But you know, these kids these days, they always want to have exactly the right amount of money. They don't want to put it on the credit card or something like that. I don't know. But y'all, I just about messed myself. Oh, Brick Friday, you do that every day. But y'all, I just about messed myself when I was listening to Miss West's podcast, and I don't remember the title of it. But y'all, if you haven't listened to the latest episode of the Live It Up podcast, you need to go over there and hear it, because y'all, That Daniel Beaver has really done something that just was absolutely fabulous. Y'all, he has built upon the storyline that he created by sending the cashews addressed to Wes Stone to Post Office Box 561, Woodland Hills, California 91365, and he has one-upped himself. It's just fabulous. It is just fabulous. But y'all, Miss West was talking about the gay days at Disneyland, and y'all, I'm sorry I won't be able to go to that, but I believe that he said it was the first weekend of October. Now I could go check that, and if that's the case, y'all, you know I've got the Luminations here, and it tells me that that Sunday of that weekend is the full moon. So y'all, you know the crazies will be out up there at the Disneyland. But I'm just gonna open the goggle while we're listening to this delicious music. By the way, y'all, the Sea Hag has not said that she's gonna go to the gay days at Disneyland. So you know, but y'all, she also, you know, even if she did, she'd probably find a reason to back out of it. So you know, but y'all, you know, she said that she was going to take a picture of himself in the shirt that Miss West sent to him. It is October 2nd through the 4th, and y'all don't forget to wear your red to that. Or to drive your Chevrolet red. It's sleek, it's new, it's the newest thing out there on the highway, the Chevrolet red. And it used to be brought to you, it used to sponsor the Dubious Intentions. However, it does not exist anymore. So, anyway, but I'm sure, but you know, the Sea Hag said she was going to have a picture made in her Sea Hag shirt. No, have we seen it? No, ma'am. Y'all, we'll see that picture right after we hear the story about that volcano mug. By the way, did you know that Big Fatty had a volcano mug also? Y'all, it's just amazing, the similarities. Just similarities, except y'all, when Big Fatty was very young, he was very thin. In fact, they had to take x-rays to see if he was developing properly. And I hear you. Some of you are saying, well, clearly you didn't. And to that I say, well, okay, that may be true, but it's Friday! Y'all, Big Fatty's just going to shut up here for a minute because I really love the end of the Illuminations music, and I hope you'll sit back and enjoy it also here on the BFO. Y'all, I just love that. I absolutely love that. The Illuminations is my favorite of the fireworks show. I don't know, though. I do like the Wishes in the Magic Kingdom, but the Illuminations is one of my favorites. Now, y'all, I told you about Miss West's podcast, but y'all, after I recorded the Thursday show, I heard from the Hat Arena, and y'all, she told me that it's been really bad in Atlanta, and I knew they had gotten a lot of rain and everything. But y'all, she told me that they got 13.5 inches of rain. 13.5 inches of rain, and it was coming in through the carport, y'all. It was coming in through the carport into the house, and it was coming into my brother's basement and all this kind of stuff. But y'all, seriously, when I kind of made the joke about the there goes the neighborhood, because you know it was filmed there over there in the Atlantas. Y'all, evidently, there have been several neighborhoods where you could stand on the banks of the raging waters and said, "Oh look, there goes the neighborhood." You know, so it was evidently very, very difficult times over there. But y'all, they're expecting more rain this weekend. And y'all, speaking of rain, I'm looking at the weather rat, and for today, Friday, we're expecting a high of around 90 degrees and a low around 70. And y'all, then we've got a little front moving through, giving us about a 40% chance of rain on Sunday. And then y'all, it's going to cool off. The high on Thursday of next week is only going to be 79, and it's going, the low is going to be around 59. Y'all, it may be the end of the air conditioning season here at the Fat Cave, but I'm not going to make that prediction quite yet, because, you know, you never know about these things. So, anyway, let's see here now. Y'all, it seems like I got some e-letters that I, need to, just touch base on. Y'all, Trucker Alex sent me this this thing for the iPod, not the iPod, the iPhone. It's an app, but y'all, what it does, you know how you've got that Shazam app that'll listen to music and it'll tell you what the song is? Well, this one evidently listens to the music, and then it will put the words in there for you. So, y'all, I'm going over there right now, and I am going to download that because I think that sounds kind of cool. And it's free, y'all. It's called Tune Wiki Limited. Tune, W-I-K-I Limited. And by when it says limited, that means that they're selling a newer version of it. And it's got quite a few reviews. Some of them are good, and some of them are suck-ass. But, y'all, it's free, so why not just check it out? So, anyway, also, since while that is downloading, y'all, the iTunes update came out, and it'll now minimize the iTunes window the way that Big Fatty likes it. And I think Miss Lauren liked it that way also. Y'all, I get something from the Raging Cajun every day, and y'all, it's a little food update, and it's about eating around New Orleans. And y'all, is the one thing that caught me on the Thursday eating around New Orleans was it was a paragraph called "The Annals of Coffee." And y'all, I wasn't sure what that was all about. I thought it was about some sort of coffee enema, but evidently not. So y'all, speaking of coffee enemas, it reminds me of Miss Kitty, and y'all. Miss Kitty, you know, Miss Kitty was up there in the Nantucket, and we're going to the exclusive Nantucket, where we'll see the first and how the third. And got a postcard from Nantucket Island, and y'all, it's the picture of the island, and it's that walkway that runs out to that little lighthouse. I think Forrest Gump ran on it. But anyway, y'all, it was quite a trip from what I understand. And y'all, evidently you can only get to Nantucket by boat, and everything's very expensive. Y'all, he was telling me that the cocktails on Nantucket ran about $14 a piece. Y'all, I just about shat myself. I just about shat myself, and not in a good way. But y'all, that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, and gasoline was over $4 a gallon. And y'all, that's, I don't care if you do have to boat it all in. Y'all, that's just ridiculous. $14 for a cocktail? No, ma'am.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast.
Now, I know there are some of you wondering, Greg Fatty, is there going to be a Little Fatty Cast from last week posted? And y'all, my response to that question is Big Fatty is at the LFC only to be the pretty one. And y'all, I sent my recording for the last week's Little Fatty Cast into Mr. Vader. And y'all, he was evidently needing the scraper because he had scabbed all up. Or maybe he just needed a big old drum of Vagisil. But y'all, evidently last week's isn't going to be posted. But evidently, we're going to try it again tonight, Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, which, of course, as we all know, is the only time zone that really matters. So anyway, if you've got an iPhone, you know, listen, we'll be over at Pride 48 at 7 p.m. Eastern, and give it a listen. And if you would like to be on the show, you can always hop on Skype, and we'll chit-chat with you like we did with Arthur, and who else did we chit-chat with last week? Oh, I believe it was Lurie Warbucks. Yeah. So, anyway, that is coming up for your extra dose of Big Fatty. Breck Fatty? It's too much Big Fatty. Well, you know, I know that. But, you know, I'm just there to be pretty. I don't have to have good content and all like I have for, like, for today's show, for example. You know, y'all, is chock full. It is just chock full of, we'll call it content. Let's call it content. So, anyway, y'all, also this evening, Big Fatty is going to be going to the patrickspubonline.com, known now, these days, as Club Patrick's. And, y'all, I'm going to be going there with Granny and Miss Porter. You know, we usually go on Saturday night, but we're not doing that this week because we're going Friday night because, y'all, they're having a Rumble in the Jungle blackout party with some exotic male dancers or something. I don't know exactly what it is, but we decided we were going to go on Friday night this week. We're going to change it up, y'all. Just keep it fresh. Got to keep it fresh. So we're going Friday night and see what this blackout party is all about. And y'all, I do not believe that is a racial comment because it is not the blackout party. You know, they're not saying, "I'm sorry, you have to stay out." You know, it's not that kind of blackout. But you know, in South Carolina, you know, these questions do come to mind. You lie. No, I don't. Anyway, y'all, I am gonna go over to the. To the e-letters, and I'm going to look, not the e-letters, I'm going to go, it kind of is the e-letters, it's the old e-letters, and I'm going to look and see, read some of these things that I've got down here about read on the show, and just see what I've got over there, y'all, because, you know, evidently I've got a couple of things that I need to be watching, I mean reading. Y'all, Stephen from Wisconsin, y'all, he has resent the sexy hot pictures again, and however, the pants are still on, and I don't understand that. You know, you'd think that my grandson would want to make me happy, but, you know, evidently not. So, anyway, y'all, that Diane from the Tasty Jewelry, she has written to Big Fatty, and she says, "Is ham the new bacon?" And she says, "Big Fatty, just some food for thought. Literally, you have always been a trendsetter. I love them both so much, and you too, XO Diane." Y'all, and she's doing some kind of fresh new jewelry over there at the Tasty Diane, tastyjewelry.com. Tastyjewelry.com. And y'all, I'm going to go look at this right now. It says, "Is ham the new bacon?" And y'all, I don't know, and I think by ham they mean that what is that salty ham called?
You know, Big Fatty, what you call?
Oh, Odor Gussie. I don't know, but anyway, there are a number of seriously delicious artisanal hams being made all over this piggy happy country of ours. Well, y'all, who doesn't love a piggy happy country? Y'all, speaking of that, Matty Malone, y'all, he tried to give Big Fatty a hard time, and y'all, I just had to give it right back to him, because he was saying, "Big Fatty, you should not mix the savory flavors with the sweet flavors of cupcakes." And I said, "Oh, don't you even start with me. Because you know damn good and well that if you had a maple-flavored ice cupcake with crispy bacon on top, that you would indeed be..."
I was fat, fat, fat.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.